flu is a contagious respiratory illness that is caused by influenza viruses that infect the nose, throat, and sometimes the lungs.
Okay. What are some of the symptoms of the flu? I've seen several people on Facebook and social media saying, I don't know if I have the flu, but what are those symptoms?
There's different symptoms that you can have. You don't have to have all of them. You can have just a handful of them. There's the fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, body aches, headache, and tiredness. Like I said, you can have one, a couple of them, or you can have all of them.
So how is flu spread, basically?
Well, there's tiny droplets that are made when people who are infected with the flu, they will cough, sneeze, or talk, and then you will pick those up.
I see. Any reported cases in Audrain County yet this year?
This year we do have a few cases. We have 7 cases that have been reported to the health department for Audrain County this year. That is up a little bit from the previous years.
And as far as the state of Missouri, how are numbers looking there? We do have some reported in the state as well.
We do. The state of Missouri this year has 1,083 cases reported. That number is updated as of November 23rd.
I see. And is that up or down as far as compared to last year?
That is down a little bit. Last year, that same week, those numbers were 1,384.
I see. So up in the county for Audrain and
yes.
Down as far as state goes.
Yes.
All right. So how can you prevent the flu? Is there any foolproof way of doing that?
There's no foolproof way, but you can take simple everyday precautions. Avoiding contact with sick people, obviously. If you are sick with flu-like illness, you should stay home until you are fever-free. That's a little bit confusing for people because you need to be fever-free for 24 hours without using a fever-reducing medicine. You need to cover your nose and your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Obviously, wash your hands with soap and water. Avoid touching your eyes and mouth when you cough. You can easily spread germs that way. But the best way to prevent the flu is to get your yearly flu vaccine. CDC recommends that everyone 6 months and older to receive the flu vaccine.
Now, I've heard a couple of people say, whenever you get that vaccine, you're getting the flu. Is that true or is that just a rumor?
Absolutely not. A couple of things that can happen every year that cause people to believe that they have gotten the flu from the flu vaccine. One is that they forget that it takes 2 weeks for antibodies to develop for the protection to take place. So they may have been exposed to the flu virus shortly before being vaccinated or during that 2 week period. This would result in you becoming ill with the flu before the vaccine actually begins to protect you. One of the other things that can occur is that the side effects of the vaccine actually mimic the flu. The difference is the side effects are mild and they are short-lived. Unfortunately, some people, despite being vaccinated, they may actually get sick with the flu later in the flu season. How well your body develops antibodies depends a lot on your age and your health. There are certain medical conditions out there that can cause you to develop less immunity after vaccination. But if you do get sick with the flu even after being vaccinated, studies have shown that the severity of illness is reduced. Last year, during some of my investigation follow-up, I noted that some of the people that had not been vaccinated with the flu, they were ill from anywhere from 5 to 7 days, but those who had received their vaccine were only sick for about 3 days.
Wow. So I guess there's a couple of different types of flu out there. Stomach flu, regular flu. What are some of the differences there?
Stomach flu is something that people like to call the flu. The term stomach flu is used by many people to describe the illness that includes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. These symptoms can be caused by many different viruses, bacteria, or even parasites. While they can sometimes be related to the flu, these problems are rarely the main symptoms of influenza. The flu is a respiratory disease and not a stomach or an intestinal disease.
I see. I guess some years vaccines work better than others. What's the explanation on that?
Well, the flu virus is constantly changing. They change from one season to the next, or actually they can change within the course of one flu season. The experts who develop the vaccine, they have to develop that vaccine months ahead of the upcoming flu season in order for the vaccine to be produced and delivered on time. Because of those factors, there's always a possibility of a less than optimal match between the virus circulating and the virus in the vaccine. They actually develop the vaccine based off of the flu that's circulating in Australia. So from my understanding, the virus that was circulating in Australia was a pretty rough season last year, But the virus that we have in our vaccine this year is what they had in their flu last year.
I understand. If people want to get a flu vaccine with Audrain County Health Department, how do they do that?
Well, we offer them Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. We don't require you to have an appointment. We bill most commercial insurances, Medicaid and Medicare. We also have it available for those without insurance. There is a cost. If you have any billing questions, you are free to feel free to call the Audrain County Health Department and speak to our billing department at 573-581-1332.
If you're sick with the flu, will you tell the folks to stay at home? Don't get other people
Absolutely.
Sick.
Absolutely. If you're sick, stay home.